wish you all a very happy new year. Now we're going to do a little bit of meditation. And with that meditation, it's going to be the last 50 minutes going into a loving kindness meditation. So time it so it ends about 12 midnight with the sounds that fireworks. And if you hear the fireworks early, that is just the nimittas in the mind. So wait for me to ring the bell before you know it is the true 12 midnight and the clock turns to 2018. So, for those of you who want to do some letting go, the toilets are free and empty. That's why many people like sitting at the back, so that when there's a toilet break, they can be the first to get there. But everyone is really good. You're really holding it together very well. Well done. Not everyone, though. Okay. So anyway, here we go. So if you like to sit down in a comfortable position as best you possibly can. To bring in 2018 with peace, with kindness, this is what we're going to be doing. So it'll be about 45 minutes of meditation, the usual Saturday afternoon time. So if you find it a bit difficult to meditate that long, you can just do a little bit of stretching, but try and be quiet. So here we go. I'm sitting down and getting your body as comfortable as you can. And once you've got your eyes closed and you're reasonably comfortable, now we go to a much more refined awareness and relaxing. So now be aware of your legs. To become aware, mindful of your legs, you ask a simple question. Legs, how are you? Do you need to be adjusted to be moved? If you ask the question, then your mind goes to that part of your body to find the answer. In other words, you establish mindfulness of your legs. You learn how to become sensitive to them, feeling them, getting to know them. And as far as sounds outside, kids are kids, that's what they do, run around, shout, play. And I'm very happy they do that because they're welcome as well. Can't expect a kid to sit down quietly. Even grown-ups can't do that. So, create a little bubble around you. And what's outside the bubble is none of your business. Let it go. You just look at your legs. And relax them, making sure they're properly crossed if you're sitting on the floor, or they're stretched out in front of you if you're leaning against the wall, or they're hanging comfortably over the edge of the chair if you're sitting on a chair. You're aware and kind to your own legs. And then you move your attention up to your bottom, stuck on a chair, pressed down on the cushion. If you need to fit it, please do so. If you don't get it right from the beginning, it will hurt later on. And then moving up to your back. So I keep saying, like, stretching that back. Give it a good stretch, feeling all the endorphins going through your system, and then letting go. Just a way to find the most comfortable position for your back. It won't be the same as the person sitting next to you. It won't be the same as you did last time. you're aware and find what works right now, in this time, in this situation. And always feel free to experiment by moving your body, moving your back forward to the side, leaning it back against the chair rest if you're on a chair. Just experiment, trial and error, to find out which position is the best for your back. Because your own assessment or your own feeling of those muscles and aches and pains in the back, they are the most reliable to find the optimum position. And then check your hands, making sure your hands are in the right place. Whatever the right place is, you find out. Trial and error again. Move it this way, move it that way, until you find the best position. And next, shoulders, relaxing the shoulders. Again, once you're aware of that part of the body, you get feedback. From the feedback, you learn how to relax. You can feel just the muscles when they tense up, get tight. And you can feel them when they just, you let go and they relax, they become loose. It's like nothing is stretching or pulling it anymore. It's all loose, free, relaxed. You go up to your neck and your throat. If you have an irritation there, just give it beautiful kindness, TLC, warmth, compassion. I find that's what relaxes the irritations. Things become easy, open. The irritation gets relieved just by simple awareness and kindness. You move up towards your face, muscles around the eyes in particular. I know those muscles so well. I can just say relax, and you can feel them open up and get loose and comfortable. You've relaxed the face, and you can go a couple of inches behind the eyes where your brain is located. Sometimes you overuse your brain, thinking, worrying, planning, complaining, hoping. All that activity in the brain makes the brain really tired. You're not supposed to be able to feel any sensations within the brain, but imagine them. Imagine your brain being tired. And once you have mindfulness of that feeling, what's necessary to bring energy to your brain? You don't force it. You relax it so it can recharge in relaxation and kindness. You're recharging your own brain. At least that's what you're imagining. What you imagine, you usually create energy for your brain. And then you've relaxed your whole body. I look at my body as this one unit, sitting here, pretty strong, but at ease. And once my body has been relaxed like that, then I can let it go. I can just put it aside, not worry about it, not be concerned about it, because I've given it a lot of time, and very productive time too. So next, I look at my mental world, what I call the peaceometer. How peaceful am I, or how agitated? Just like you watch a lake or a pond, and you see how many waves and how big those waves are, that's like an agitated mind. But when that lake is perfectly smooth, hardly a ripple on the surface, then that is tranquil, that's peaceful. So that's what I'm looking at now, imagining my mind, my emotional world, like a lake, and just seeing how big, how many, how strong those waves are. Call it the peaceometer. Measures the amount of peace or lack of peace. And then I realize what is necessary to relax, to lessen the intensity and the speed of those waves. What it takes to calm down that body of water. What it takes to move the needle of the peaceometer closer and closer to one, to deep peace. When you find your awareness telling you you're getting more and more peaceful, what you are doing is called letting go. That's what letting go means. It relaxes stuff. Carry on. See how much you can be peaceful and still. So hardly any agitations. But just getting closer and closer to a peace. The more aware you are of, the more you get to know. Like getting to know a new friend, you really get to know your friend of peacefulness and how to develop and make it very peaceful and wonderful. Mindfulness allows you to have feedback, and you learn from feedback what increases the peace and also what disturbs it. Making peace with your mind, peace with the world, peace with this moment. You can always go back to your peaceometer. Make sure you're developing more stillness, contentment. But for those of you who have been practicing on the breath meditation, now is the time to invite your breath. Invite the in-breath in, so you are a friend, staying with your in-breath as it comes into your body, letting the in-breath leave. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Feel the peace. Imagine it. Don't just say the word. Visualize it. Whatever you take peace to be, whatever you recognize peace as, visualize it. Feel it. Imagine it coming into your body and mind with every in-breath. Whatever it is you need to let go of, tiredness, sickness, past, future worries, breathe all that out. Breathing out, let go. Don't just say let go. Just feel, imagine, visualize all the things which are leaving your body and mind, carried away with the out-breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. Once the mind is peaceful, those who wish can join in with the guided loving kindness meditation. So I usually begin by visualizing an object which I find very easy to develop feelings of warmth and care and protection and compassion towards. I usually choose a little kitten. Choose a dog, puppy, baby, little rabbit, teddy bear, something which is inanimate, which is not a real person, imaginary. Something which you find it very easy to develop feelings of warmth and kindness towards. So I imagine my little kitten. I imagine finding her abandoned, terrified, lonely, cold, hungry. I imagine finding her cowering, hiding in a dark little corner. So all I can see is its eyes. Eyes of terror, but still a little bit of hope. Understanding no matter how many times it's been hurt, how many times its trust have been rewarded with bites and scratches. It still realizes that it has to trust someone sometimes. And I try to convince that little kitten that someone is me. I imagine looking into the little kitten's eyes and speaking to the kitten eye to eye. Dear little kitten, I will never harm you, or hurt you, or mistreat you. I care for you. It will be my privilege to look after you,
to keep you safe and warm, to feed you, to make sure that you have someone to protect you through those very vulnerable years of your early life. Dear little kitten, you need somebody desperately, and I'm very happy to give my kindness, my compassion to you. And when I feel that the wishes of my mind, the kindness, the softness, the gentleness, the harmlessness, when I feel that the cat is receiving those, when I look at its eyes and imagine that its amount of trust starts to increase, I imagine extending my hand very slowly in case I might cause fear in that vulnerable little being. Very slowly, my hand gets closer and closer to the little kitten's body, until, with much patience and reassurance, I can hold that little kitten's body, and I can feel its fur all dirty. I can feel the scabs of dried blood on its fur. And feel the bones protruding through its flesh. That poor little kitten must be so hungry and malnourished, so afraid, never had a friend, someone to care for it. Very gently and slowly I pick up that little kitten and bring it close to my chest, warming it with my kindness, healing it with my compassion, imagining a ball of golden energy start to ignite in my heart, going through my chest and into this imaginary little kitten which I'm now holding close. Dear little kitten, please let me care for you. I will never harm or hurt you. It's my privilege to look after you, to be your friend, to be your protector, to share whatever I can share with you. Saying these words with meaning, with feeling, I imagine this golden light going through my chest, the golden light of metta, loving kindness, going into the body of this little kitten, going right to the paws on the end of each foot, going down to the end of the little tail, up to the head, the whiskers, the ears. Dear little kitten, allow me to care for you. As I imagine the little kitten relaxing, imagine the little kitten feeling warm, its fear starting to vanish. Until holding that little imaginary kitten so gently in my chest with kindness, with compassion, with fearlessness, I can imagine that little kitten falling fast asleep. It trusts me. It even purrs a little before it falls asleep. It's found a friend, and I've found a person to care for. As the feeling of loving kindness ignites on this imaginary object, once it is strong enough, once it's powerful enough, I change the image from a little kitten to someone I know, someone who needs my kindness, someone who is like the kitten, would not be able to survive, who's been hurt and cut and afraid. And I imagine that little person in front of me. My dear friend, please know I care for you as well. Please know that it's my privilege to give you whatever I can. I care for you. The door of my heart is open to you. as you give these beautiful, beautiful words, the thoughts which you put power behind with their meaning. You're sincere with these on a real person who's very close to you in this life. The door of my heart will always be open to you, my dear friend. And you feel the warmth, the tingling of loving kindness going through your chest into this person you're very close to in this life. Just like the kitten, just taking away their fear, taking away all the thoughts, all the ideas, all the philosophies, so they can feel the emotional truth of love and being loved. As you sap them from head to toe, to the fingertips, with this beautiful loving kindness, this warmth, which once you start it becomes really powerful, and zaps them with wonderful loving kindness. I care for you, dear friend. May you be well and happy and peaceful, and know that throughout 2018 and longer, you will have a good friend who cares for you. And as you give out this loving kindness, this care, always notice that the tingle in your heart gets stronger and stronger. What you give to others, you receive in kind. You feel this beautiful warm energy of love, compassion, kindness. And then, without opening your eyes, imagine all the people in this room. All the people, some of you know very well, some of you may have met for the first time. All these people who go through all sorts of difficulties and fears and anxieties. So many people just not understood, trying so hard, doing your best. Just like the little kid, you trust someone and you get bitten. Now is the time to come out knowing that you're safe. As you give this wonderful loving kindness to all beings in this room, may all people in this room be free of stress, of anxiety, of fear, knowing the people here right now are focusing on the very best of their hearts, beautiful, warm, loving loving kindness. As you imagine this golden energy going to all people in this room, healing them, reassuring them, taking away their fear, their social anxiety, knowing that they are actually cared for, accepted. May all beings in this room be happy and well, free of fear, free of anxiety, knowing that you share in our friendship, our forgiveness, our kindness. As this loving kindness gets stronger and stronger and goes out from this room, out into the rest of the property here with the children playing outside, out into the houses in Nanson Way and behind in Milford Way, to the people who are lonely or sick or arguing or whatever they're doing, this beautiful loving kindness, the door of your heart pouring out well-wishing, kindness, and also forgiveness. At this time, the end of 2017, it's not correct to carry the pain of the past, the disappointments, the hurt, the resentments of the past. We let that go. We replace it by this beautiful kindness and care and well-wishing and forgiveness. The whole of the city of Perth, its suburbs to the north, to the south, and Serpentine to the east, up in Dharamsala Monastery and further afield. There's this golden light of loving kindness, healing, forgiving, reassuring, just giving, asking nothing back in return. Kindness, compassion, starts to spread over the whole of Australia. Many of you have friends and loved ones, associates, even enemies in other parts of Australia, but now is not the time. to look at what caused that animosity. Now, our kindness is much stronger. It breaks down the barriers between peoples. May all beings in Australia be happy and well, free of fear, at peace, going about their business in harmony with one another, knowing that they are cared for. As the loving kindness goes even further, further up to New Zealand, Indonesia, up through Malaysia and Singapore, up through the rest of Asia, Thailand, Sri Lanka, India, Bangladesh, China, Hong Kong, Korea, Japan, the whole world, if you spread this beautiful golden light of loving kindness over all beings, like a golden blanket of kindness and love and warmth and well-wishing, over those in authority and power, those without hope, know that you have hope. People are thinking of you right now, giving to you kindness. That goes to the whole planet, the places you never knew existed, just without distinction, without any exceptions. Unconditional, undiscriminating loving kindness. May all beings be well and happy, be free, be at ease, be well, not be afraid. This beautiful loving kindness, like a golden glow over the whole planet. And then, please remember one person you've left out, which is yourself. This being who's given all this loving kindness towards others. Now imagine that you're looking at yourself in a full-length mirror. This person, whom you can never escape from, you. You too need that kindness, that forgiveness, that letting go. As you spread this loving kindness towards yourself, your body and your mind, you're not perfect, no one is. You're more than good enough to accept loving kindness. May I be happy and well. May I be free from diseases and pain. May I be free from anxiety. May I learn to have peace and happiness, even in the face of adversity. May I care for me, not set such a high standard for myself, but love myself as I am. The door of my heart, your own heart, always open to you, unconditionally, whoever you are, wherever you've been, you care for you. This is beautiful, warm, loving kindness goes all over your body and mind, drenching you from head to toe, all parts of your mind, like a Buddha smiling on you with unconditional kindness. Like I remember personally, Ajahn Tate gave me so much loving kindness that all my questions and doubts just vanished right there. We felt so accepted, so cared for, so unjudged. May I be happy and well. And I'm going to leave that loving kindness out there, which I don't usually do, towards the whole world and towards yourself. There's a few minutes left. Please make use of those few minutes in silence to forgive, to care, for the life itself. When it turns to 12, it's only 3 or 4 minutes, you'll hear it, and afterwards the monks will give a little blessing for you. One minute to go. Welcome to 2018.
Abhoga vimuto sabbasantapavacito sabbaveramatikando niputo chatuvangbhava sabhityo vivacanta sabbhavoga vinasatu mate bhavanvantarayo sukhitikayugo bhava apiva danasilitsanichak vatapachalino Chattaro Dhamma Vatanti Ayuvanosukhang Bala. Sadhu! Happy New Year, everybody! Very good! And please wish Happy New Year to one another. We've made it through another year. So that is it for the night. We'll be here again, same time, same place next year. Dana tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. So see you all. Happy New Year, everybody. May it be a great one.